The Senate is currently in session, and so, Senator, if you have to excuse yourself for voter, something procedural, we will understand that. Thanks for taking time to join us this afternoon.
Glad to do so, Bob. Thank you.
What is your position on this gas tax bill? Are you in favor of reform of the SCDOT as a significant part of the solution to the problems that we have with our highways?
Absolutely. I think that is a huge part of it, Bob. And if you look at the audit that was done last year by the Legislative Audit Council, it says really you can't come up with a sustainable funding solution without reforming the agency. And you also can't just reform the agency and expect it to correct the problems that we have on our roads. So we're actually in a debate right now, and reform is going to be a huge part of that debate.
Where do we stand? I mean, obviously, Senator Weatherman has a great deal of influence in the Senate as the president pro tempore. Is he, for lack of a better word, persuading people to support the gas tax? And what kind of resistance is he facing from those of your compatriots in the Senate that stand in opposition to him?
Well, I'll tell you, earlier today when this debate started, the first vote was on the Senate Finance Committee's amendment to the House bill. And to their credit, while it doesn't go as far as some of us would like, the House had meaningful DOT reform in that bill by giving the governor authority over the Department of Transportation Commission.
That'd be a good start.
It would be a great start. I agree with you. The Senate Finance Committee removed that provision. And so there were 17 of us who voted against the Senate Finance Committee amendment to the House bill to start this debate. That failed, unfortunately, 21-17. So we've got some work to do this week and next week. I think this will be a debate that takes a while. But we're going to stay at it. You know, we filed legislation to try to make the Department of Transportation a cabinet agency. We've not been able to get a hearing on that bill because it's in the Senate Finance Committee. Our ability and our opportunity to try to bring about true and meaningful reform is going to be as part of this debate, and that's what we're going to continue to try to do.
Well, those are good efforts, and we appreciate it, Senator, because when you look at the situation of the construct as it exists right now, I mean, 30% of our current gas tax goes to fund other agencies, which is ridiculous on its face. 25% of our current gas tax is used to repair and maintain South Carolina roads. One quarter of the money that's raised is all that's used.
That's right. No, you raise a good point. And I think, too, you know, when I talk with my constituents, Bob, and they say we need to reform the DOT, I think what it really boils down to is three things. One is removing the legislative influence that exists currently.
Absolutely.
I think the second part, which are just as important, are accountability and prioritization. And that's what people want. I mean, when their hard-earned tax dollars are going into the state coffers, there needs to be accountability, which is why I think many of us want to see the governor have authority over the Department of Transportation.
Right.
And there needs to be prioritization so that when you have Interstate 85 up in our area that is in desperate need of repair,
yes,
it is at the top of the list. I mean, that matters to your listeners, it matters to my constituents, it matters to businesses in our area, it matters to tourists that come through the state. And what we've got before, as you well know, is that legislative influence has led money that could go to those necessary projects going to specific legislative districts, let's be honest, in the lower part of the state or
yep.
the PD area.
Right.
And that's what we've got to change. And that's really the core reform to me, is how do we get to that point? We're not, unfortunately, going to get near as far in this debate as you or I would hope, but we've got to start chipping away at that, and this is our opportunity.
Yeah, certainly there is an inequity in how the monies are spent. You mentioned the PD. Also, of course, Horry County gets a great deal of the money. Now, if you look at the distribution of it, Greenville gets a substantial portion in the current funding, but only because of the 85-385 bridge project.
Yeah, that's right. And being fair, you know, there has been some money allocated over in Cherokee County as well to I-85 widening, and we realize that we've got more work to do in that regard. So that's our focus. There's, you know, right now 17 or 18 of us that stick together on these votes to try to bring about real change and reform here. We want to get to a bill that we can vote for. That's going to fix this problem long term, but it's going to have reform in it to make most of us happy and be able to get something forward.
Yeah, otherwise it makes no sense to continue pouring good money down into a bad system. Senator Talley, we have been encouraging people to call their representatives in the House in the early days of this, and then, of course, in the Senate, now that that's where the bill lies, by texting and by calling. Do these messages from your constituents and the other members of the Senate, do they actually have influence on you folks down there?
I think they do, and I've done my best to respond personally to as many as I can.
Mm-hmm.
Quite frankly, this past week I've gotten a little behind in that regard because there have been several of them that come almost every 5 minutes.
But, right.
No, I appreciate the input from our constituents back home and hope that in other parts of the state people will hear that same message so that we can bring about this reform.
Do you think, Senator Talley, that we're headed for a filibuster again this year?
I think we probably are. I really do.
Well, it'll be curious to follow. We appreciate those of you that have stuck a finger in the dike, so to speak, to try and prevent just another railroading of another piece of legislation, one which, by the way, would be never-ending as we understand it now, right? The gas tax would continue to increase in perpetuity.
That's right. And I'm sorry, I'm trying to listen. They're actually having a roll call vote right now.
Understood.
That's what we got to do. I think we have to take our stand. We have to continue to make our points because it's our job to pass good legislation, and we have to keep standing our ground to do that.
Well, Senator Talley, I know you have to go for the roll call vote, but we appreciate your taking time to join us this afternoon, and thanks for standing in opposition to this bill without some accountability for DOT.
That's what it's going to take to get my vote, Bob. I appreciate you very much.
Yes, sir. Thank you, Senator. I appreciate you joining us this afternoon. Getting ready.